Today's Amud is Beitza Yedzayin Amabez. We're holding on Yedzayin Amud Aleph, the fourth line from the bottom, the last word on the line, Yibayiluhu. So says the Gemara, Yibayiluhu, the Gemara is the Shiloh, Avar V'afamai. Let's say a person, Reuven, forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin, and then he decides and he wasn't feeling so religious at the time, and he baked anyways. He was Avar V'afa. The Rishonim pointed out, or Zeru, I believe it is, that's Mavur and the Hemshech of the Gemara, that we're talking about the person who did it b'mezid. If a person forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin, and then b'shoigig, he cooked anyways on Yom Tov for Shabbos, so then of course the food's going to be mutter. The Gemara wants to know, what happens if he cooks b'mezid? He didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, and then he decided he needed food for Shabbos, and he couldn't control himself, and he cooked. So my, what's the halacha? Is he allowed to eat the food? Is the food mutter b'achila, or does the food become aser? So says the Gemara Tashima, we bring a raya from a braisa. The braisa says that misha lo yaniach eruve tavshilin, a person who did not make an erev tavshilin, keitza hu aisa. So what should he do now if he needs food for Shabbos? So how could he get food for Shabbos? Says the braisa, there's only one way. He has to be makne his flour to other people, and then the others, his friends, Shimon and Levi, they could go in and they could cook for him. So it sounds like from the Braisa that that's the only way he could get food for Shabbos. V'i'isa, now if it's true, that if he's avar v'afa, that if he goes and he bakes anyways, that the halacha is that the food is mutter, so listen the avar v'afa mutter. So say that there's another ichatimsa of how he could get food for Shabbos, if he's b'mezid cooks anyways. So says the Gemara, no, Amravad Barmasna Tana Tekanta de Hetera Katani. Tekanta de Yisura like Katani. The Braisa was coming to look for mutter ways that he could get food for Shabbos. And a Chanami, if he's Avar Va'afa, could be the food is mutter. And then that would be another Echatimsa for how he would be able to get food, technically speaking, he would get food like that for Shabbos. But the Braisa is not speaking about that because the Braisa, the Tana is speaking about cases that are actually mutter for him to do. That's not mutter for him to do. That's just that the food becomes mutter by the Evid. It's almost hard to understand what the Gemara is having, I mean it was, but the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from this braisa that that's the only way he could get food for Shabbos, and the Gemara is saying that no, it could be that if he's Avar V'afa, he would also be able to get food for Shabbos like that, just the Tana wasn't speaking about it, because that's awesome. Anyways, Tar Shema says the Gemara, we have a raya from another braisa, Misha Niach Eruvei Tavshilin, a person who he sets up an Erev Tavshilin, so I raise the oifel mevashel matman. So the lacha is now he could cook, he could bake, he could do atmana. Vimratza la'echol aseruvay. And if let's say on Yom Tov after he finishes cooking for Shabbos, he needs to have the erev there in order to cook for Shabbos. But once he finishes cooking, now he wants to eat his erev. Sarashus biyado, he's 100% allowed. Achloi ad shalayafa. However, if he ate it before he cooked for Shabbos, or ad shalay, before he baked, or ad shalay hitvin, or before he did the atmana, so then, areza lo yayfev, lo yavashav, lo yatmin, so then he can't do any of these activities. He can't cook, bake, he can't do atmana, lo yloiv, lo yloachirim, he can't do it for himself, he can't do it for others, lo yachirim, aifin, mevashin loy, and others are not able to cook or bake for him. However, the only thing that this person could do is he could cook food for Yom Tov. And if there happens to be leftovers, so then the leftover food is mutter on Shabbos. We don't say that the leftover food is asr on Shabbos, being that he really did cook it for Yom Tov. So if there are leftovers, he could eat those leftovers on Shabbos. However, says the Braisa, he cannot do a harama. He can't play tricks. He can't say, oh yeah, this is for Yom Tov, wink wink, and really he's having a mind to cook for Shabbos. That you're not allowed to do. But if you sincerely cooked the food to eat on Yom Tov, and it just happens to be you have leftovers, so then the leftovers are mutter. But again, you're not allowed to do this harama. Vimherim, and says the Bryson, if a person did a harama, meaning he cooked for Shabbos and he was pretending that really he was cooking for Yom Tov, really he had no intentions of eating that food on Yom Tov, so then aser, that the food becomes aser. So you see, a person who didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, and he does a harama, so he cooks for Shabbos, pretending it's for Yom Tov, the halacha is that the food is aser. So that's Mamashar case. Avar v'afa. You see that the halacha is that the food becomes aser. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Amar Rav Ashi, harama kamrin. You're bringing a raya from a braisa which is discussing harama. Shani harama dachmiru barabanan tfei mimezid. That's even worse than a mezid. Ta'adun harama, to pretend and to trick and to pretend that, oh yeah, no, it's for yomtiv, I'm doing it for yomtiv, when really your intentions are for Shabbos, that's worse than a person who just says straight out, oh yeah, I'm doing this for Shabbos, I can't control myself. A person who is mayra heter, he says, oh yeah, it's for yomtiv, and he pretends and he lies to himself, that the rabbanon are more machmer about, that they're more likely to give a kanas. And they tell him that now his food is aser, than the person who at least is straight out about things, and he says, oh yeah, I cooked it for Shabbos. Then already, maybe, it could be, then there's no kanas. So the Gemara says there's no raya. You can't bring a raya from the fact that we give a kanas to a person who did a harama, that his food becomes aser, that also a person who cooks bemezid, intentionally, and says that he's doing it for Shabbos, that his food also becomes aser. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Amar, another reason why there's no raya from this brace of the harama, is because even if we're going to say that harama and mezid are the same thing, but okay, so what if you found the braisa that says that we give a kanas? Hamani, I'll tell you that the tan of that braisa is Chananya. That the tan of that braisa is Chananya, and we know Chananya, he is Chananya, Valiba de Beishamai, who we know that Chananya within Shitas Beishamai was very machmer in Erev Tavshilin. He had a very chomer stance in Hilchos Erev Tavshilin. So granted, you found a braisa that says that if a person cooked without an Erev Tavshilin, that the food becomes aser. But I'll tell you that the time of that price is Chananya, who we know is very machmer when it comes to Erev Tavshilin. Now, where do we see it from that Chananya is very machmer in Erev Tavshilin? The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa. Now again, this halacha is going to have nothing to do with our case of Avar Va'afa, but it just shows you how Chananya is very machmer in Hilchos Erev Tavshilin. That Chananya Oimer, within the, at least according to Beishamai, that Chananya Oimer, Chananya said, that Beishamai Oimer, Beishamai says, Ein Oifen Elam Kin Erev Bepas, Vein Mevashlin, Elam can erev b'tavshil. You can't bake unless you made an erev with bread. You can't cook unless you made an erev with a tavshil. Vein toimnin, elam kein chamin temunin me'erev yomtiv. And you can't do atmana on yomtiv for Shabbos unless you have an erev with something that you were matmeh, with something that you insulated. So you see, Beishamai, Chanani within the sheet of Beishamai is very machmer in erev tavshilin. He says that you have to have all different types of eruvim for all the different types of activities that you're planning on doing. Beisol says, no, ma'ariv b'tavshil. No, you just make one tafshil, and then you rely on that for everything. But the point is that you see that Chananya within the sheet of Beishamai was very machmer. So granted, you found a braisa that says if it's avar va'afa, if the person did the harama, that the food becomes aser, that we give a kanas. But I'll tell you that the tana of that braisa is Chananya within the sheet of Beishamai. So therefore, we still do not have a raya. What's the halacha in a case where a person did not make an erev of tafshilin, and then bemazed that he went ahead and he cooked for Shabbos on Yom Tov? So says the Gemara Tashima. One more attempt. Says the Braisa, Ha-ma'asir pe'raisa v'Shabbos. You're not allowed to take off ma'aser on Shabbos, like we've mentioned a couple times already in this Masechta. You're not allowed to take off ma'aser, it's near Kemisakin. Let's say a person, he takes off ma'aser from his fruits on Shabbos. So the halacha depends. B'shoigeg, if he did it b'shoigeg, I guess either he didn't know it was Shabbos, or he didn't know that it was aser to take off ma'aser on Shabbos. So then yaychal. So then he's able to eat the food. Bemezid, however, if he did it bemezid, if he took off the meiser bemezid, so then lo yoichal, so then he's not allowed to eat the fruits. So you see that Chazal gave a kanas to a person who did the iser derabana bemezid. So the same should apply to erev tafshilin. A person didn't make an erev tafshilin, so it's aser midrabanan for him to cook for Shabbos, and he did it anyways. So bemezid, we give a kanas here too. Also bemezid, we should give a kanas. Says the Gemara, no, you can't bring a raya from meiser to cooking. Why? Because I'll tell you that when it comes to the meiser, when it comes to these fruits, he has other fruits that he could eat. Mistama, it's very likely he has other fruits. And therefore, Chazal gave a kanas that if a person took off meiser on Shabbos, that he's not allowed to eat those fruits. What fruits he's going to eat? He's going to have other fruits. However, when it comes to Erev Tafshilin, being that if he doesn't cook now on Yom Tov for Shabbos, he probably doesn't have food for Shabbos. Especially back in those days where they didn't have refrigerators. So he didn't have food for Shabbos. So therefore, it could be that even though Chazal gave a kanas when it comes to meiser, it could be Chazal did not give a kanas when it comes to Erev Tafshilin. So says the Gemara Tashma, another raya. or another attempt for a raya. Hamatvio kelav b'shabbos, a person who brings his kelim, he brings his pot to the mikvah, to the kelim mikvah on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to be tayvel things on Shabbos because it's also it's near a kemesakin. So a person who did it, so the halacha depends. B'shoigig, if he did it b'shoigig, so I guess we're not talking about a pot, let's say a plate, a fork, a knife, a spoon, so kelim that he wants to use to eat. So if he did it b'shoigig, so yishtamish ben, so then he's allowed to use those kelim if he did it b'shoigig, so we allow him to use the cups, he could use the plates. B'mezid, however, if he tayveled them b'mezid, he knew it was Shabbos, and he knew it was usher for him to be tayveled the kelim on Shabbos, and he did it anyways, so then we give a kanas, and then lo yishtamish ben, he's not allowed to use them. So again, you see that we give a kanas, and if so, here too also, when it comes to Erev Tavshilin, if he cooks b'mezid for Shabbos, we should give a kanas. Says the Gemara, no, why? Tzricha de isle mane achrine. I'll tell you that that brisa, the reason why, by when it comes to tefilas kelim, Chazal gave a kanas, is because mistama he has other plates. It's not like this is his only plate that he has in his house. It's not like this is his only fork and knife. And therefore, maybe dafka by tefilas kelim, Chazal gave a kanas, but again, not by Erev Tavshilin, where it's very likely that he doesn't have food for Shabbos, and if we don't allow him to cook for Shabbos, he's not gonna have any food. Inami, or another reason why tefilas kelim might be different, is because efshar b'she'ela. Worst comes to worst, even if he doesn't have any other kelim, he could always go to his neighbor and ask them if he could borrow some forks and knives. And it's very likely that they would share it with him. Food, especially a full Shabbos Udah, that's not something you typically borrow from your neighbors. You don't ask your neighbor, hi, do you have an extra Shabbos Udah? So therefore, when it comes to kelim, it could be the Chazal gave a kanas, that if you titled it b'mezid, knowing that you were doing something wrong, so they gave a kanas, now you can't use that kli. But when it comes to Erev Tavshilin, it could be if a person cooked for Shabbos, it could be they would not give a kanas, and they would allow him to eat the food. So says the Gemara, final attempt, Tashema, Hamevashel b'Shabbos, one who cooks for Shabbos. Now we're talking about a meal. Now we're talking about a meal, a full Shabbos meal. You cook for Shabbos, so b'shoigig, if you do it b'shoigig, yoichal, you can eat the food. But b'mezid lo yoichal, if you do it b'mezid, you can't eat it. So you see, here we're talking about a Shabbos Udah. You can't borrow it from his neighbors. He probably doesn't have any other food, that's why he's cooking. If you have other food, why would he be cooking on Shabbos? Obviously, he doesn't have any other food. And still, Chazal gave a kanas. Chazal said b'mezid lo yoichal, that if he cooks b'mezid on Shabbos, he's not allowed to eat the food. So this price is a right. That who had in by Erev Tavshilin, if a person cooks on Yom Tov for Shabbos without an Erev Tavshilin, Chazal gave a kanas. Says the Gemara, no, you can't bring a raya, because at the end of the day, that price is talking about Shabbos, and Yisura de Shabbos Shani. Shabbos is more chamer. So you can't bring a raya from the fact that Chazal gave a kanas about Hilchos Shabbos, that they would give a kanas in Hilchos Yom Tov. So in Hilchos Shabbos, they gave a kanas, but you can't bring a raya to there, to Hilchos Yom Tov. So that's the Gemara's conclusion with this Shaila. The Gemara does not bring any definite raya. Also, Shabbos was Issa Daraisa. Rashi points out that they're talking about Bishul, Yom Tov, and Midaraisa. You're allowed to cook for Shabbos. It's only an Issa Midarabanon. So Shabbos, that's why that price of Shabbos was more Chomer, and you can't learn from there to to our Shaila of Erev Tavshilin. And so the Gemara leaves off without any raya. And that the Rosh, Lemaisa, says that being that the Gemara kept bringing rayas that it's Usser, and that Chazal would give a kanas, and the Gemara kept saying that no, it's not a raya. You see, Chazal kept pushing off the rayas. Chazal had a, it seems like they were on an agenda, the Rush says. Why did they keep trying to push off all the rayas? We had so many braises, which really were mashma, that Chazal would give a kanas by this case of Erev Tavshilin, and Chazal kept being madcha the raya, says the Rush, it must be because Chazal held that really, that there is no kanas. That there is no kanas, and if a person cooks without an Erev Tavshilin, the food is mutter, even though he cooked it b'mezid, that there is no kanas. Still, the Shita Mekubetza says that every Rav has to be smart. And if you see that certain times, a Rav should chap, that maybe he should himself give a kanas. And if someone in the Tzibur cooked b'mezid without an Erev Tavshilin, so the Shita says, there is license for a Rav to be machmir on some of his congregants, if Chas V'Shalom, someone would do such a thing. Anyway, says the Gemara Vayter, Beshame Oimrim Shnei Tavshilin. So we had in the Mishnah that a machlokes Beshame Beisila, when it comes to the Tavshil of the Erev Tavshilin, so Beshame says you need two Tavshilin, and Beisila said just one Tavshil. So this, that the machlokes is if you need two or one, and then the Mishnah said that even Beshame agrees that when it comes to the fish that you smeared the egg on top of it, that counts as two Tavshilin. So now says the Gemara that Masnis and Deloki Aitan. Our Mishnah, which says that Beisham and Beis Hillel argue about whether or not you need two tafshilin or one tafshil, so that's not like the following Tana. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that Amr Reb Shimon ben Elazar said that Ma'idim Beishami Beis Hillel al Shnei Tafshilin Shetzarach. Everybody agrees. Beishami Beis Hillel agree that you need two Tafshilin. Aman Nechluku, what's the Machlaikas? Al Dagu Beitz Veshalav. The Machlaikas is about that case of the fish that you smeared the egg on top of it. Shebeishami Aimrim Shnei Tafshilin. Beishamai says two tafshilin, which Pashas you would think means that this counts as two tafshilin, but Rashi says that's not what it means. Beishamai says shnei tafshilin means you still need two tafshilin, meaning that this only counts as one, and you still need another one. Ubeisilol oimrim tafshil echad, and Beisil says that no, you only need this one tafshil, you only need this one piece of fish. This one piece of fish counts as two tafshilin, so you only need tafshil echad in this case. This counts as two. That's the way Rashi learns the Machlaikas. So this Tana holds that everyone agrees you need two. The Machlaikas is about the case of the fish with the egg smeared on top. Beis Shammai says you still need two tafshilin. This only counts as one. Beis Hillel says that no, you only need this one tafshil because it counts as two. Veshavin, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree. She'im pirper beitza v'nasan l'seicha dag. But if you crumbled up an egg, not that you just smeared it on top, you actually have an egg. Oh, chefts of an egg, and you crumbled it up, and you put it inside the fish. Or you minced some leek, and you put it inside the fish. So then, everyone agrees, shehin shnei tafshilin, that's, everyone agrees is two tafshilin, even Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai just held that if you just smear an egg on top, then that only counts as one tafshil. But al kopanim, so this Tana obviously learned the machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, not like the Tana of our Mishnah, who understood that the machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel was gufa whether or not you need two tafshilin. And that Beis Hillel says you only need one tafshil. And says the Gemara Amar Rava, hilchasak et Tana didan, valibe de Beis Hillel. That the halacha is like our Tana, who understood that the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is whether or not you need two tafshilin and what, or one tafshil, and then obviously the halacha is going to be like Beis Hillel, that you only need one tafshil. Says the Gemara, Vaiter achlu oy sha'avad hareza lo yivashal olav. We said in the Mishnah that if the Erev Tafshilin gets lost before you get a chance to cook for Shabbos, so then you're not allowed to cook anymore for Shabbos relying on that Erev, because the Erev is not here. Amar Abaye says, the Naktinan, we have a Messiah, Hizchil bi'isasai v'necha le'ruvai gaimer. That once you started cooking the challah, and then the Erev was eaten, someone ate it, or it was lost, so then you could finish cooking the challah. It's not like now you have to take the challah out of the oven. If the challah is already in the oven, you don't have to stop if the Erev was eaten, was someone ate it or got lost in the middle. It's just that you can't start now. You can't start cooking something new. You can't start baking something new once the Erev was lost. But if you were in the middle already, so then you could finish it up.